Okay. Chavis Halvavis, Shar HaKniya, Perikei, we're beginning Perikei. Avalifani Kenois HaKniya. Yeah, okay, Perikei, say them. Perikei, we're starting, right? Okay. Avalifani Kenois HaKniya, the way to acquire Kniya is Anava. Vaderech Shemeke Loisa Al Adam. And the way that makes it easier for us to get to, Hushatia Machshavtoi V'rayon Eitamid V'shiva Derachim, is to be focused on 7 points constantly. Echad Mehem, one is Sheresh Havayosoi V'Azcholosoi Min Halvoinis V'Hadam. This is like the Mishnah in Ovis tells us, Dame Ayin Basa, right? If you want to keep your head lowered, remember where you came from. The person starts feeling a little bit too full of himself. Remember where you came from. Try to picture that came from just like a little bit of putrid mush. Achais Absham Uboy Shreicham, that now developed after it decayed. And then he goes on to describe graphically. If you really think about your beginnings and how unappetizing that was, how a person is basically being nourished on the blood. And after that, a person is born. You want to try to think back and picture it. When a person is born as a little baby, helpless, and we feel like we're on top of the world, and you think about how long you are helpless, barely able to move yourself. Took a long time until you were able to move from place to place, and even a longer time until you could stand on your 2 feet. And during that time, you had no control over yourself, busy soiling yourself. Other people had to clean you. And then you slowly matured. Until you really reach maturity. So this is basically the point of Chazal of Damayin Basa. Remember your very humble beginnings and try to really picture yourself, Mamish, as a little drop of mush. Okay. And Vavsheni, another thing to think of is your own vulnerability, your own helplessness. When you really think about all the different things that can come upon you, you think about how vulnerable you are, how not in control you are, meaning what a helpless creature you are when you're standing facing the forces of the universe. First of all, hunger and thirst. We're very feeble creatures. If we're not constantly feeding ourselves, we start falling apart. We are susceptible, vulnerable to heat, to cold. And all kinds of other ailments and ordeals and concerns that never give us rest. Until a person lays to rest for the last time. So we are very vulnerable creatures where even if we like to feel like we're in control, we're important. If you really think in a concentrated way about all the different ways that you're vulnerable, that should lower a person, get his ego in check a little bit. The conscientious person thinks about all this. Now, Nafsho calls it. And he realizes quite really how helpless we are in the grander scheme of things. As much as we think we might be in control, as much as we think we might be running things, but you think about how you never know when, you know, you can suddenly catch a cold, get sick. A person, excuse me for the example, but you know, a person starts thinking of himself as a little bit too great. And then you think of the last time you had a bad stomach ache and you were sitting very humbly in the bathroom. And it's good to think just of our vulnerability, of how much we're not in control of, and how much effort we have to make just to protect ourselves from the from our own body going out of control, from the elements, how much effort we have to make to keep ourselves warm in the winter and hot in the summer, and to really just, again, we look at people around us, this is what all of society is busy doing. But yeah, to step back for a minute and see really how feeble and helpless man is. Yakir mitzvas ma'amadai ki hu einoi kemoi aser ba'olam hazeh. He's giving an interesting perspective on living in this world. See, we're used to the fact that we are constantly contending with forces of nature that are much more powerful for us, and we have our way of dealing with it. But he says, note how subject we are, susceptible we are to all kinds of things that we're not in control in, from illness to, like we said before, you constantly have to be fueling yourself if you don't want to really suffer from hunger and thirst, how the weather affects you, and get a little bit more of an appreciation of what a helpless, feeble being we are in a much more powerful world than ourselves. And that's another point to think about in order to try to get, again, gain true perspective of ourselves and lower our heads if we start bringing lifting our heads up a little too high. And now he says, Yakim mitzuas ma'amadai, if you really think about these things, you aren't like a prisoner in this world. You really are a prisoner in this world. Meaning you really are at the mercies of forces much greater than you, even though we gain a certain level of control over a certain aspect of our lives. But still, we're helpless against the greater forces of nature. We're even helpless against when our body decides to go on some spiral. There's very little that we're in control of, and we're at the mercy of so many other things going on around us. And realize that part of the idea is that Hashem wants you to realize that once again, you're not a balabais of this world. As much as human beings are given the ability to do, right, milu ha'aretz v'kivshua, right? Hashem gives us the ability to conquer much of the world, to bring it under our disposal. But still, at the same time, Hashem wants us to keep the perspective of the fact that we are still not the Bali Batim of this world. We're not the Balabais of this world. As much as Hashem put the world at our control, under our control, we still are prisoners of the greater forces of this world. And therefore, humble yourself, not much like a prisoner in a pit. Who simply has no means of getting himself out, unless his master has mercy on him. This is especially relevant when we're talking about the current reality of our world, the whole corona situation, which are basically one massive lesson to man that you thought, right, especially with all the advances what we're holding today, 2020, right? We have everything about the world under control. There's no problem that would come up that man can't get under control. And here Hashem came and said, I want to give you a global, universal reminder of how vulnerable you are and how helpless you really are. And therefore, Corona came and basically Mamish did what the Chavis HaVavis is describing here, showed us how we are all prisoners of this world. Well, the borders were closed. Our movement became a lot more limited. Things that we always thought we could do so freely, These are very, very, very important lessons to internalize. We're given a certain degree of freedom in this world, but Hashem has so many different means of keeping us in check, and that we remain vulnerable to, and that there's not much we can do about it. Nobody can guarantee himself against illness. So that's another thing to note and study in order to maintain this midah of kniya. Okay. Another point to study, to contemplate, in order to maintain this midah of kniya. We said before, my ayin baso. Now, la'ana tohoylich. Ashlishi kasha yakshayiv bechalifasot. When we think about how transitory our existence in this world is and how quickly death can, will catch up with us. Relatively. That's Hashem. It should be very, very relative, right? The quick should mean another 100 years for all of us. But Lemaisa, Hefsek Ma'avoyav, again, we feel like, I remember I one time had a dilemma about juggling various responsibilities and a lot of things going on at the same time. And I couldn't continue doing all these different things, but I felt like so many people depend on me on these different fronts, right? And how could I just drop this or drop that? I thought I had too much on my shoulders, but how could I just drop things? I was consulting with someone bigger than myself. And he said, let me just remind you of something. He said, the cemetery is full of people who the world couldn't manage without. That's a chashuv point to realize, right? We have so many plans and so many things that we're busy running and so many... To think that, you know, all of a sudden, it'll just stop. The hefsek ma'avoyav v'tikvasei ba'izahi. And how all of your different ambitions and plans are going to simply be cut short at that moment. How everything that you've managed to amass, you won't be able to take along any of them. And they won't be able to benefit you in any way once you're there in the keva. These are some things to just bring us back in check. The famous story, we'll end with this. There's a famous maisa about a very, very wealthy man. Very rich man, Erlechayin. Very, very rich. You know the maisa with the socks? That's right. That's right. That's right. So this yid, when he was left, he wrote a will, and he said he wants his family to read it before the kvura. Before the Kvura. Oh, that's right. There were two wills. He said, number one, the first one he wants to be read before the Kvura. Okay? So when he was Nifter, they took out the will to read it. And he wrote, he's making a very important request. This is very important to him. He wants to be buried with his socks. And he said, I know that this is not conventional with his socks.
His socks on.
His socks on. I know that this is not conventional, this is not normally acceptable, but this is very important to me. He said, I helped many yeshivas. I did very great things. I was in touch with many rabbanim. I wanted to speak to these rabbanim that I was involved with, the rabbanim that I helped out, and tell them this is something very important to me. They should find a way to, okay. Very strange request. His children are trying to figure out what to do with it. They consulted with these rabbanim who he was close with, and they said, there's no way to be matir that. There's just no such thing. He put it in his will. It was so important to him. He said, look, now he's in the oil of my MS. Now he wants what's really api alocha. Api alocha, he should not be buried with his socks. They didn't bury him with his socks. Based on the psak of these rabbanim who he wrote, he hoped would get ahead. So they didn't bury him with his socks. Afterwards, they opened the second will. There he wrote, I know that there's no heter, and I know that you didn't bury me with my socks. My point was exactly that. You always saw me as the rich guy with all the money. And now I want you to show you a lesson. that the one, even if I just want to take with me a pair of socks, even that I won't be able to take. And I want that to be a lesson as you now inherit everything that I own. Okay, this is the point that the Chavrus HaLevavos is making. We'll stop here for tonight.